And now, though it's still far away, let's talk a little bit about presidential politics and the presidential race. A recent poll from St. Anselm College and Bloomberg Politics finds Rand Paul and Scott Walker tied for the most support among New Hampshire Republicans. Paul is in the Granite State today. He's hosting a town hall event in Londonderry. He's also there to pick up some endorsements. On the other side of the aisle, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has been spending time in New Hampshire now that the self-described socialist from Vermont is challenging Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. And although he's a familiar face in the Granite State, Sanders is a long shot in this election, but a long shot with the potential to shake up the race. Asma Khalid from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
Picture a cozy, disheveled living room in Manchester, New Hampshire, the home of an acupuncturist with a nose ring and a belt made of bottle caps. And there, in the middle of the room, stands the 73-year-old Senator Bernie Sanders, with his usual rumpled white hair, delivering a half-hour speech about progressive politics.
We have a grotesque level of income inequality in which the billionaire class is getting it all. And enough is enough. They can't get it all.
About 100 people are in the crowd. Some are munching on bacon-wrapped dates and yell out when Sanders hits a particularly populist note.
What we have got to do is raise the federal minimum wage from a starvation wage of 7 1/4 to a living wage.
Sanders' message is a liberal catch-all that touches on climate change, income inequality, and universal health care.
You know, what I heard from Bernie Sanders today was marvelous.
Anne Coughlin came in from nearby Concord. She's a Sanders fan, but she has some reservations.
And so it's kind of like a head and heart kind of struggle. You know, my heart agrees with everything he said, but I want a candidate who can win nationally.
And the candidate she's talking about is Hillary Clinton. In fact, some folks at the Sanders shindig are Clinton supporters. They just want to nudge her further to the left, especially on economic issues. Pam Lessard is sitting on one of the few sofa seats at this party.
I'm leaning toward Hillary, but I think Bernie Sanders has a very important point of view to incorporate into Hillary's campaign. The country would benefit from giving him a larger platform.
Just a 6-minute drive away is a more suburban neighborhood with larger homes and manicured lawns.
I wanted to thank everyone so much for...
And on this day, it's where Clinton supporters are hosting their own grassroots house party. And some, like Deborah Brown, say the more Democrats in this race, the better.
I kind of hate that thought that she's being anointed. You know, I think that's a bad thing for the party. So I think a little competition is healthy.
In fact, there's an argument that a Sanders candidacy actually helps Clinton, says University of New Hampshire political science professor Dante Scala.
He gives Hillary Clinton someone to fight against.
Plus, Scala says there are some 20 Clinton staffers in New Hampshire looking for something to do.
They're looking for a way to sharpen their ground operation. There's no better way to do that than against some kind of opponent.
The thinking is that Sanders will help polish Clinton for a general election and galvanize the Democratic base, but it also might poke holes in her campaign.
Would I vote for her in the end against 98.9% of the Republicans so far that are running? More likely than not, yes. But that doesn't say that it's a good choice.
Democrat Arnie Arneson is a former New Hampshire state representative and gubernatorial nominee. She now hosts a talk radio show about politics. We meet at her home in Concord, a sort of political museum that has seen many candidates over the years. And she proudly gives me a tour pointing out the history that predates her.
May I present the Al Gore bathroom?
Arneson is a progressive liberal. She's welcomed Sanders into her home before, but she also knows Clinton and says she's not endorsing any candidate yet. Arneson says in 2008 she felt comfortable with Clinton, but now she has an encyclopedia of questions for the former Secretary of State about emails, finances, and Bill Clinton's economic policies.
Now we have a different Hillary Clinton than we did in 2008, which is why a lot of progressives are frightened without a field. And not even that the field will win, but that the field has to exist for the conversation to happen.
Arneson says whether or not Bernie Sanders wins in New Hampshire is besides the point.
It is more than Bernie. It is about a choice. A democracy doesn't flourish if it's an anointment.
Democrats in New Hampshire say the moment is ripe for the populist message Bernie Sanders is preaching. And whatever Democrats debate during primary season will inevitably affect how Republicans are forced to respond. For Here and Now, I'm Asma Khalid.